producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thursday. Hey, we're one third of the way through the month of December already. Christmas is 2 weeks, Christmas Eve, 2 weeks from today. How about that, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts, uncles, and participants in life everywhere? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler, and we are here with thoughts, things, deeds, and know-how. How's that? That's pretty important and very impressive as well. The legal world that we live in or around, some of us do our best to live within the law. I guess it would depend on how you interpret the spirit of the law often. There are questions and there are answers and then there are more questions. And so we have a Supreme Court. The Supremers were, sometimes call them El Supremos. There's an affirmative action plan in place at the University of Texas, which may be in trouble because of, I come to that conclusion, because of a hearing held yesterday at Supreme Court. By the end of this unusually long and tense argument, a majority of the justices appeared unpersuaded that the plan was in fact constitutional. So what would happen if there was a ruling against the university? Well, it could imperil affirmative action at colleges and universities around the country, especially public colleges and universities around our beautiful big nation, which has lots of questions, and sometimes we don't get a lot of answers. Here was a remark, Kenny, that drew gasps. Justice Antonin Scalia, known pretty much as the rightiest of the right on the court, said that minority students with inferior academic credentials may be better off at less advanced schools. That's a pretty intelligent and accurate statement, isn't it? But no, he said it. What do you think? No, he didn't say it. Did he really say it? Yes, he did. He said it.
Yeah, he said that it may be too hard for black students, and they should go somewhere where they're not pushed as hard.
Did he really say black students?
Yes.
Did he?
Yeah, he really did.
He added, "I don't think it stands to reason that it's a good thing for the University of Texas to admit as many blacks as possible." Wow, there's another gasper. In this day and age, you say that? So anyway, here's Justice Anthony Kennedy, who usually is the swing vote, the crucial vote. He has never voted to uphold an affirmative action plan. He spent most of his time exploring whether the university ought to be allowed to submit more evidence to justify the use of race in accepting students. There's something about this. This argument has been going on. I've been on the radio for quite a long time. I've been doing talk radio, conversation radio, since 1974. So I guess I've been around long enough to have heard this argument maybe seriously debated four or five times. And it comes back around, with me anyway, to almost, not exactly what Scalia said. I don't know the law. I know what my gut tells me, and chances of success for those people who are given the opportunity to do this and not challenged, that's maybe more. I don't feel that, saying what he said isn't anything other than what you'd expect him. I mean, come on. Would you expect him to say anything other than that, Kenny? With his track record, he's not going to say anything different than that. I'm talking about Scalia.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, what's the issue here in terms of minorities and affirmative action and going to college? We, in general, I think it ought not to be a black issue as much as just admitting who's qualified and not admitting people who are not qualified. We have too many people in the college system who don't succeed because they aren't really able to glean in 4 years they don't come up with a plan for what they're going to do with their life. They're still, when they get out of school, kind of fumbling and mumbling around. Wouldn't it be better for those who are on the lower end of the scale to learn a trade, or anybody who wants to, and encourage more people to find a trade? But affirmative action for affirmative action's sake has always been a loser in my mind, because it means that people sometimes get into circumstances they're not qualified to be in, sort of like the Peter principle. So you can think about that as we have our legal expert Stephen J.J. Wiseman on hand here for another sticky wicket issue, the one voter, one vote item that has been discussed a lot this week. We'll get down to the brass tacks of that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Doug Steffen in the Good Day program. Richie, Kenny, and I are here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here to show us his six-pack. How are you doing, Steve? How's that exercise routine? Stephen Wiseman is a lawyer, a college professor. He also is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is one of the leading websites dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams. And, man, this time of year, there are tons of them. He's not here to talk about that, though. Yesterday, the Supreme Court working on the one person, one vote doctrine. This case could upend the way that states draw their legislative lines. This could redo or redefine gerrymandering. Is that a way of looking at this?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate way of looking at it. The essential question, the case is Evanwell versus Abbott, and it comes from Texas, is when creating a voting district, are you counting just the eligible voters or all of the people that live there? Now, right now, it is the eligible voters who, it is the people who live there, the residents, not just the voters. Now, where this would make a difference would be if the people challenging the Texas system are successful, and you do count just eligible voters in determining what a voting district will look like, that would most, at the moment, that would take away rights in regards to more urban areas and put it into more rural areas. And if you want to generalize with parties, it would help Republicans rather than Democrats. This is one I think is ultimately doomed for failure, because it's just such a change from our system. The Constitution talks, when it deals with Congress and for setting up districts, that it is the citizens, and it's always done by counting the people in the census. And it would be very, very difficult to say it's just eligible voters, including, go back to, women didn't get the right to vote until 1920, but they certainly were counted in their districts before they got that right to vote. So this was kind of messy.
All right. So who started this? Why now is this thing coming up? This has been a discussion. I remember having this discussion or learning about this in the 1960s when I was in school. One man, one vote, the principle. And I don't know that I thought about it from then until now.
Yeah, you know, it is a couple in Texas who decided, and they're also backed by a group called Project on Fair Representation, which is a small conservative group that has been very active in cases regarding race and voting. But, you know, there's another case that went to the Supreme Court earlier, and that the court's already ruled on, and that is challenging a Democratic rewriting of Maryland's congressional maps. And what's often happened is that when you have a party in power and the next census comes out, and they have to, in many instances, because of changes in population, rewrite and redo the districts, you get the party in power making it so it looks like, so they get a stronger position. So you go back to, like, in 2014, the Democrats lost seats in the Senate, yet they had, across the country, 20 million more voters. They lost seats in the House, but they had the 57% of the seats went to Republicans, but Republicans only got 52% of the vote. So I think the idea of the gerrymandering is perhaps a bigger issue, but this one, I think it's a tempest in a teapot, because it just overturns too much precedent. It'd be too difficult to come up with some new standard to count and who is the eligible voter instead of the residents and people.
I want to have this come about because I want to stir the pot. I want people to be thinking about the right to vote. I really do. I think this is something.
Yeah, that, I mean, part of
take
me,
this for granted now. My God,
right? Part of me says if you're not out there and registered to vote, you don't get your rights. You've given up your rights. But I certainly see the Constitution. And then, you know, Doug, another thing that's unfair is take Maryland, for example. Basically, Baltimore and Montgomery County decides what Maryland is going to be. Everybody else in the rest of the whole state of Maryland, really their vote doesn't count because the two most populated areas decide what the state's going to do.
Okay, so that can be, we can carry that one step further to the primary system where there really isn't one man and one vote because they're not voting on the same day at the same time for the same issues, and it's contorted.
It goes on and on.
It does. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his website, scamaside.com. Make sure you don't get ripped off this Christmas season. 21 after the hour, and good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is going to be a treat for those of you who are pop music fans from my era, from Richie's era, from Kenny's era, from your era, because this guy has influenced music since the 60s, and he's still doing it today. Do you reckon that well? You're listening to Jingle Bells, which is on a new Christmas album or Christmas CD. Steve Cropper, this is your musical life.
It's not even Christmas yet.
This is pretty impressive. Booker T and the MGs. By the way, their Christmas album from 1966 has been Jingle Bells. And the guitarist on all of the work that you're about to hear was the one on Steve Cropper.
And Blues Brothers.
Otis Redding, Sam and Dave. Blues Brothers. Yeah.
So, Steve, you co-wrote one of the most aired broadcast songs in music history. What is it, 10 million times sitting on the dock of the bay has been aired?
That's correct. That's
so you get a dollar for every time it's played, right? You made 10 million on that song alone.
I get $1 million every time it's played.
$1 million? Nice. Good for you.
Let's put it this way. I smile about 1 million times every time I hear it played.
What makes you smile the most looking back at your career? Steve Cropper. Excellent, excellent, excellent guitarist. Sort of a cult character in and of itself. I think people most remember you, at least visually, from the Blues Brothers. But what is there that makes you smile when you think about it?
I think it's people and the people that I've met, and the fact that the music got me there is enough for anybody to be happy. And I'm a very gifted guy. I'm lucky. When I say gifted, not gifted personally, but I've had the gifts of God, I guess, or whatever, for a lot of lucky years to play with a lot of things, and then to carry on in, and all we did, all Duck Dunn and I did, was just relive our star past, and the Blues Brothers happened, but we did it with, of course, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, but, you know, all we did was just play the same thing we've been doing all of our lives, and it happened to work. People love it, so we're very happy about that.
So how much do you keep doing that? How visible are you on the road doing tours, that sort of thing?
I get asked that so many times a day, it's ridiculous. They go, when are you going to retire? Are they saying, I need to or Saturday? Never. As long as they can wheel me up to the mic, I'll be there.
You're like me on the radio. I have no reason to not want to be on the air. Okay, so let's see what we've got here.
Keeps me smiling, keeps me happy. Go.
Exactly. All right, there's a new collection of Christmas tunes out this year called Blues Christmas. Explain to people, we have about a minute or so left here, explain to people how conceptually this works. Because you go in and you just sort of jam until you hear it, but how do you, the genius of capturing it once and then being able to go back and capture it again?
If I could put those ideas in a bottle, I'd just bottle it and ship it to everybody, you know. But it's really hard to explain when other forces just sort of take over and you do things and you go, wow, I did that. Yeah, we did that together. And I have always thought that hits are not designed by one guy. One guy may have the idea. One songwriter may have the song. But it takes a whole group of musicians, a team, to come up with a hit record. I really feel that way. So,
all right, let's finish the visit. Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, and getting to work with other people like the band Chicago, and I've known most of them through the years and all that.
Yeah.
No way would I ever actually play with them, probably unless I was up appeared as a guest to be on their Christmas album, too. A few years ago, it was a lot of fun, and working with the great Phil Ramone producing and so forth. They had them all. I mean, that just makes your day. That's your Christmas present.
Yeah. And by the way, this is it. This is the collaboration with Chicago. Steve's talking about Rocking and Rolling on Christmas Day. You can check out Steve's work at playitsteve.com. How great is that? Playitsteve.com. Steve Cropper with us, our Christmas star of the day, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
How's your body today? 33 after the hour. Is that too personal, Kenny? Or is it a good question? Or maybe the better question is, how are you feeling? Are you feeling well? Feeling, there are two indicators. Well, the word feeling, this is one of those nuanced words. When you feel, asking the question, how do you feel, implies whether your body is in good shape or not. But also, it could imply, when you put your hands out, what do you feel? I'm feeling the paper. I'm feeling the desk. I'm feeling well. So if your body is well, that's good. If your body is good or your touch is good, then you're able to feel what you got. You understand? It's maybe a stretch for some. The Doug Good Day Program, 33, 34 after the hour. Ken Kessler and I are on duty, at your service, on your side, focusing a lot. This hour is good because we're able to dig around, delve into some things that are not normally in our purview, because a lot of people want a lot of information. They want to hear quick input from us. What's your opinion about this, that, or the other thing? My opinion on the state of health care in this country is that it sucks, generally speaking. It's not something that's universally fair and maybe this is a question for all of us to think about, in the sense that whether it's fair or not for us to be able to all get the same thing. Some people believe everybody should have access to everything, no matter what your financial situation. And there's a good argument to be made for that by the people who think that we are all entitled and there's a right to health care. And I'm not sure that always washes. But if you get beyond all of that, and really that's a political thing, what I'm really interested in is how you're doing. I like to give people a reason to take care of themselves. And it doesn't always, or often, frankly, among those who have done a good job taking care of themselves, healthcare is not really expensive. It's really inexpensive to take good care of yourself. It really is. Exercise, eating the right things. There are the occasional circumstances where people's bodies are the way they are because they have something that, you know, some sort of an adrenal problem, some kind of a thyroid problem. There are things that go wrong that are not of one's choosing, but there are choices to be made, and a lot of people make good choices. Hip, hip, hooray. A lot of people make bad choices. Too bad. And then there are those that are kind of in between. And I try to talk about your body or my body. I try not to sound like an arrogant so-and-so. And I brought myself around to feeling this was important because it's important to me. It may or may not be important to you. Can't get in the way of that. I said something about eating. And one of the things that is most important is whether people eat at home, the quality of the food they're getting in grocery stores or wherever it is that you get your food on the farm, hopefully, where it's available. I'm hoping you're someone who believes in the locavore movement as I do, pushing it. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I really encourage people to do the right thing for the local farmers who are producing. People say, well, it's so much more expensive to go to the farm and get it. Well, that's because the farmer has the land. Well, people say, well, why is it less expensive to go to the grocery store to get a head of lettuce than it is to go to the local farm and get a head of lettuce? And that's fairly easily explained when you consider that the head of lettuce that you have in the grocery store may have come from Mexico, it could have come from Chile, it could have come from Argentina, it could have come from almost any place in the Western Hemisphere, and most of those places that ship food into our country don't have any inspectors or inspections. Our government doesn't require it. They just require it of the people who are here. Strange, but true. How this has gotten so cockeyed is because of the cockamamies in Washington who, for some reason or another, feel it's more beneficial to bring food here from other places and make it available to you because you don't want to pay for local sources of food. And so when you get the stuff that's grown by people who get, a dollar an hour, Kenny? Maybe that's stretching it, a couple of bucks an hour in some of these countries. It's all labor. And labor in America is expensive. Even if you have people on your farm who are illegal and they'll work for $6 an hour, I've actually heard from some of my farmer friends that with they're not the illegals that are working on some of these farms, they're not immune to what's in the news. And they see the reports everywhere, $15 an hour minimum wage. And so they can't go on strike, really, because get sent back to wherever they came from. But there are some of these groups on these massive farms in Texas, on the West Coast, California, some of the other states where there are a lot of people, some of the southern states, Florida, for example, that are harvesting lots of different crops, and they're resisting working for $4, $5 an hour, $6 an hour. Some of the people who run these farms are paying minimum wage, current minimum, what is it, $7.50, $8 an hour, still in some states, they're paying that. But these people who are here think that they need to be here because there isn't an American around who wants to do the job that they'll do. And, you know, sadly, that's true in many cases, although I don't agree with that statement. Often you hear it from farmers, they can't get anybody to do the work. I've had that problem on my farm. I'm in a suburban community west of Boston, and I've had a dairy operation going on here for years that I had to curtail. One of the reasons I curtailed is because it's hard to find help. Or let me put it this way. It was hard to find good help. And so I just opted to do what 100 other farmers have in the past few years in Massachusetts, stop making my own milk and selling it on the farm. And so when you get around to the circumstances that present themselves, again, I would urge you to think about how you spend your money. Is it worth another buck to have a healthy head of lettuce or a head of lettuce that you know you go to the farm and you look around and say, wow, look at that field of lettuce or look at the field of corn or look at you can go pick your own and see exactly what you're getting. That's a way to keep your body in good shape. Healthy bodies make for healthy minds, right? Is that good? You heard that probably in the third or fourth grade, Kenny, right? Healthy body?
Yeah, something like that.
For healthy minds. All right, well, let's see if we can extend that interest in your health and well-being. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, a regular here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, who produces the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, another way for you to find out what's going on in the world of medicine and keep your body tuned up. That focuses next year on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations that come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Music is a gift like no other, and this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200. At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
44 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's my pleasure to present to you Dr. Ronald Hoffman, one of the foremost medical experts when it comes to nutrition, your health, etc. He's the man. His practice in New York City, visited by thousands, not only from New York, New York State, but all around the country and around the world, because they respect what he does. And by the way, if you want to see firsthand some of the knowledge and the way he dispenses the knowledge, go to his website, Dr. Hoffman, Dr. Hoffman.com, and sign up for his Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which every week is a thorough going through of a lot of the things like supplements. I really appreciate, Ron, your information about supplements, supplementation, because it's something that I'm interested in because I take so many supplements. Maybe that's why it strikes a chord with me. Maybe that's why you strike a chord with me, and you may or may not. Some people believe in the stuff, some people don't. So, but supplementation is very important to health. And one wonders, when you look at There are a couple of problems today with people eating bad food. One of the stories comes from Chipotle. There's another outbreak, a salmonella outbreak linked to some organic nut butter. And people say, well, how could it be organic? What in the world is that all about? Well, I have said many times organic doesn't mean what it used to. And it doesn't mean you can't have something bad, even if it's organic. Doesn't mean it's always going to be good, right?
Exactly. I mean, there are actually two sources of contamination in the Chipotle situation. There's E. coli in a series of incidents across the country. And right. Then recently, I think this was in Boston, there was another episode that actually got a bunch of people sick, including some members of the basketball team. This is with norovirus, which is the virus that affects people on cruise ships. So two different, I mean, Chipotle's having a bad month. Their stock is down 25% because I think a lot of people are getting wary of that place, not necessarily for good reason, but, just having a run of bad luck.
Start. I mean, look at what the Costco last week, their tuna fish was contaminated. I think it was salmonella or maybe listeria or whatever it was. And that sent the stock of Costco.
Exactly. This actually happens this happens to 10 million people every year across the country. And some people don't even realize that they've had food poisoning. They go, oh, I have the stomach flu. They think they caught it from somebody else. But actually, it's from the food.
So can it be rectified or prevented by having a strong immune system? This is something you and I agree on wholeheartedly, how important it is for all of these things, anything, no matter what it is. If you've got a strong, really solid immune system, you're just not going to get sick, or you're certainly not going to get sick from the normal, everyday problems that people face.
This is what I would call for. I would call for research on who gets sick. For example, on a cruise ship, we know that maybe up to a third of people get sick on a cruise ship, but not everybody gets sick. They all partake of the same food. They may all be exposed to the same bugs. I wonder how many of them are nutritionally depleted, how many of them are on medication, such as acid-blocking drugs that reduce one's resistance to bacterial infections. This has to be studied, but pretty much what we're looking at is how to irradiate, pasteurize, essentially nuke our food so that it's safe. But we need to look at how to protect people from the standpoint of their own resistance. I think that's more important.
All right. Now, tell me whether you think this is true. I read somewhere in the last 3 or 4 days, where I got this, I'm sorry, I didn't read it, although it is in Deepak Chopra's new book. I went to a lecture of Chopra's on Sunday night, and one of the things that came up in the discussion was who gets Alzheimer's, dementia, these late-stage brain diseases, and Chopra maintains that it's more likely to happen with people who have inflammation from other causes. And when you get right down to it, inflammation is the definition of all diseases. Everything by definition is inflamed if it makes you ill.
Yeah. Any
and
kind
the more
of itis.
Inflammation you is that, do you believe in that?
Yeah, any kind of itis is, arthritis, colitis, these are all inflammatory disorders, and he's right. If you have an inflammatory disorder anywhere else in your body, you are more likely to have brain inflammation, which ultimately damages your brain. And here's another thing. They just discovered that aggressive treatment for prostate cancer, which involves completely blocking down your hormones, really killing your testosterone, this is called chemical castration, dramatically increases men's risk for Alzheimer's disease. So that's very interesting. So sometimes the cure may be worse than the disease.
Do you believe, you and I have never talked about Chopra before, in some of the research that he's done, this book that's out now about DNA and the genomes and how we are all connected from the beginning of time. What do you make of all of that?
Well, here's my take. Here's my take on Chopra. I think Chopra is brilliant. I think he writes very, very passionately and convincingly about some very important principles about mind over matter and about, for example, inflammation. However, if I were sick or injured, I probably wouldn't go to Deepak Chopra because he's a non-practicing physician. He doesn't really do hands-on medicine. And so, in principle, it's all good. He's getting the message out. But in terms of the particulars, he may not have the requisite skills.
Would you consider him a research scientist, among other things?
I think he's more of a philosopher rather than a research scientist. I think he pulls together things in a visionary veterinary way, and it's all good. By the way, good article on unpasteurized milk. The Prince of England recommends that we preserve our access to unpasteurized dairy products.
Right. Yeah, well, everywhere in the world except America, that's a reality.
Exactly.
Unfortunately. Woof. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with us. Check out his website, drhoffman.com. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter there.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Enjoy these lights, because I did them all for you, and for my family, and for my wonderful neighbors across the street.
I'm not going to stop until I have the biggest and brightest light display in the world. I really want my house to be seen from space.
Danny DeVito. All right, so what's the name of this movie? Number one Christmas movie from this time in 2006. So we have one more clip here with you, right?
I guess I'm the new Christmas guy.
That's okay.
You can take Toe Jam Day.
Yeah, name the movie and get the prize. 888-302-3684. Kenny, tell them what they've won.
Okay. This is really cool. A Mannheim Steamroller gift pack. It includes a copy of the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040 Live, and a canister of Mannheim Steamroller's one-of-a-kind cinnamon hot chocolate mix.
All right, so put your thinking caps on. 888-302-3684. Identify the movie from which Aretha Franklin sings Joy to the World, from which you heard those clips. It was a cool movie. You may confuse it with another movie, and that's about as much as... if I tell you any more, it becomes confusing. Or maybe it makes it too easy. 888-302-3684. Answer to that, and some movie news coming right up here on Good Day.
Let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests. Like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
This is the Good Day program. Charlie's not around. Richie and Kenny and I have some movie news. I'm actually in a reflective mood because this was the anniversary 10 years ago, the opening of Brokeback Mountain. And what that did to change the atmosphere of this subject matter in movies and in the popular discussion. Don't you think Randy Quaid was in this, Michelle Williams, Heath Ledger, Jay Gyllenhaal? Don't you think it changed the discussion about gay relationships?
It was in your face, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it changed a lot. And I don't know whether people think it was for the good or the bad. Also opening that same day, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. That, I never saw it early on, but I watched it on a plane once, and I thought how clever and creative was the work of these people. And the presentation made you feel good. At least, I mean, that's what I got from it. Am I on the right page, Kenny?
Yeah, and it was beautiful. The filming, it was spectacular to see, especially on the big screen.
It was. All right, Star Wars news, Richie.
There's starting to be some hubbub on the internet here that J.J. Abrams' version of Star Wars might not be as linked to the Force as George Lucas's versions of the Star Wars movies. George Lucas says he has fears that The Force Awakens might turn Jedis and Sith into a bunch of gobbledygook. And new evidence suggests that J.J. Abrams, or that George Lucas, might be right after seeing some clips of the film. So there's starting to be internet rumors that the Force may not be as much of a part of the whole Star Wars movie as they have been in the past.
And Doug, right, so just to clarify,
that's the whole reason you're into Star Wars.
Right, exactly. Yes, exactly. So here, let me clarify for those who may not know that Disney paid Lucas $8 billion for the franchise. When Lucas said, I don't have any more ideas, I don't know where to go with this, and I'm 64 years old, I got a hot girlfriend, what do I need this for? So you want to give me $8 billion, help yourself. So he did, and now Disney's going to do this thing. They'll run it up the flagpole every time. Imagine.
All right.
Hey, Bob, what's the name of the movie?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls it is, so you win the prize. Hold on just a second. Thank you. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.